Now, earlier we had news of over a dozen people being killed and over 100 injured in a series of deadly attacks across Iraq. We're now joined for more on that story by Mr. Saad al-Mutalibi from Baghdad. He is a member of the State of Law Coalition. Sir, welcome to the program. Why do you think there's been a spike in attacks and violence in the past month? Do you see any relation to the current situation in Syria as the terrorist groups there are getting support from the West and its allies?
Thank you very much for inviting me to this discussion. Yes, I think one of the factors, one of the reasons for the escalation of violence in Iraq could be for regional reasons and regional interferences. Unfortunately, we have a very complicated circumstances happening in Syria, and a lot of al-Qaeda are transferring their activities from Iraq into Syria and vice versa. Also, we have a complicated political picture with the KRG, with the Kurdistan regional government. Usually, whenever we have differences with Kurdistan, there would be an escalation of violence. We are not sure of the relationship between the two events, but we cannot not consider the fact that there are maybe a regional interference from inside Iraq or from Syria, and definitely Turkey and Saudi Arabia will always be accused of interference in Iraq.
Who would benefit from a resurgence of unrest in Iraq?
Well, the enemies of Iraq, enemies of democracy, enemies of those who are now trying to create a new reality, a new situation or a new environment in Syria, definitely will be partly beneficial of any deterioration in security here in Iraq.
Many thanks. Member of the State of Law Coalition from Baghdad, Saad al-Mutalibi, thank you for sharing your time with us here on Press TV.